You know, a lot of changes into Matt and Donny since you were
God. Hardly know us all, you know.
You remember the village as it was?
Oh, very much so.
Yes. And the people?
Jeez, you know, all recognition.
Really? We've been told by Molly and others about you had that many vans coming, bringing things.
That's right,
you didn't need to go to Inverness, I'm sure.
Grocery van. Yeah, grocery van.
Yes. And he was a character.
Oh, I think that was a joke. Oh, he's just his nature. He holds his whiskey under the seat to him.
We used to have a butcher's van.
Butcher's van, huh? Mm-hmm.
Barnets.
Hmm? Baker?
Barnets. Beakers.
Even milk deliveries at one time.
That's
Cope
right.
used to deliver milk.
That's
milk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did they?
Yeah. Early on. Mm-hmm. And all, endless people around the doors. The suitcases, remember? You never see them now.
No, you don't now, do you?
Mm-hmm. And then the tramps, of course, you know, looking for a bite to eat, a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You never see any of them now, either. Yeah. I remember once, when times were hard here, this old tramp came to the door, and the old lady, times were really hard after the war, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the old lady made him a great big piece, a big lumps of cheese.
Yes.
You know, which she could ever afford, you know?
I know.
Mm-hmm. But she put it in a bag and gave it to him. Mm-hmm. Us kids followed him up about 100 yards there, and he looked at it and said, threw it over the fence, huh?
Really?
Really, yeah.
Why do you think?
We come back and told Dolan, give it over here.
Why would he do that?
Oh, goodness knows.
It was a little bit, maybe not quite right.
But we were not, I don't think she gave Tramps very much after that.
How long since the station was not open, do you know?
Oh, heavens, I don't know. It must be way back in the 60s, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Would it be after Dr. Beeching?
It will.
Made his cuts, maybe.
It would be,
late 50s.
I can't just remember now. I was working in Ireland, you know, when the kids were here, I used to hear once a month, and suddenly the station shut, and we this carry on getting off in Carbridge and jump on the bus. If the bus happened to be there. If not, you'd have to thumb it or call somebody to get a lift from there. What a nuisance it was. Yeah.
And the new A9 being built, that must have caused some disruption.
They're all staying up where these big houses are. That's where the site,
there's a camp.
Contractor's site was, the camp site was. Mm-hmm.
Because we had the old Freeburn
name
too.
Oh, I have a streak. Packed every night.
The Freeburn was packed every night.
Mm-hmm. There wasn't that much trouble up there, you know.
No.
How many men worked here then, do you think, in the camp?
Well, there must have been about 20 or 25 caravans up there, at least. Mm-hmm. The reservation, we called it. That's all you could hear. You know, they're having parties up at the weekend. Of course, you couldn't hear a note of any instrument, only the beat. Dum, 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 dum. So we nicknamed it the reservation.
Did you join them?
No.
Only at the Freeburn?
But they used to wander in here sometimes, you know.
Any memories of the Freeburn?
Oh, it was one of the old-fashioned country pubs, you know.
And was it still a hotel?
Oh, yeah. There's no segregation, like, you know, everybody's piling together, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, well, you could, I suppose, because through that, you know, the hatch was in the lounge next door, you know.
Yes.
If you were very posh. But you used to get a right mixture of people. You sort of, that was the best of the place, you know.
It was very basic.
Yeah.
Do you remember the hole in the floor in the
A hole in the floor?
Not much trouble, either. There were a few growls now and again, but that's skirmish. But
yeah, Alistair Bruce was it. He was a Greek.
Oh, he was good.
What was this hole in the floor?
The hole. It was just
in the back.
Wear and tear. Somebody would come in and get that bit of metal over a bit here and patch a bit over there.
Oh, I see.
I remember originally, wasn't it just a sort of hatch that you ordered your drink through?
I had one time.
Yes.
Miss Gunn was there, you know, just after the war. That's before my time, but I heard about it.
Yes.
She'd open the hatch and take a look, and if she liked you, she'd give you a drink. If she didn't, you just shut the hatch.
Have you any idea how old the Freeburn would have been?
Oh. Well, you know that cards? I think I've got one somewhere here. There was a bit of on the back, there was an inscription. Given all these details, you know,
right,
who built it and whatnot. Wouldn't have been as old as Dal McGarry, of course, you know.
No, Dal McGarry was an inn, wasn't it?
That was sort of a really old Scotland place.
But that actual building, the black and white building, I mean, would that be the 1920s that would be built?
1920?
You know, the black and white part.
Oh, the older than that. Well, I wouldn't have been there at Culloden anyway. Although Dal McGarry certainly was, because it was burned out. The day after the battle, you know, when these rampaging dragoons were
That's when it was burned
out. That matched it, you know.